As project manager, you will need to have your eyes looking in all directions. Well, six to be precise. Wendy Briner, Colin Hastings and Michael Geddes wrote the first book on project management, which looked at leadership as opposed to technical issues as being key to successful projects. They said that project managers need to look in six directions. What are these? First of all, upwards. This is about managing your boss. You must clarify your role with your boss and also what his expectations are of you. Secondly, you should look outward. This is to clients and other third parties and end users. This might be senior management or a director for an internal project. What are their interests and needs? Who else is affected by the outcome of the project and what are their needs? For example, the general staff. The third direction is to look downwards. This is about managing your team members. As project manager, you need to manage them individually and as a team, making clear their roles, goals, expectations and responsibilities. You should ensure you involve all of the team at all stages of the project. Fourth is looking inward. This is about you and your impact on the success of the project. Take time to reflect on what went well and what you could have done differently at different stages throughout the project. The fifth direction a project manager needs to look is backwards. This is to learn from past successes or failures. This is about repeating the things that went well last time and doing things that didn't go so well differently this time. Finally, you should look forward and set objectives and plan on an ongoing basis, anticipating problems and risks and planning how to manage or deal with them. As project manager, you need to manage all six of these. The traditional view is that project managers are there to focus on managing time and costs, but as we now know, there's a lot more to it than that. From an external perspective, your role is to balance time, cost and quality, and that's absolutely right, using the six lookings. But what if time is reduced? Let's say the project deadline is brought forward 1 week. What's going to happen to cost? What's going to happen to quality? Something else must give, and that will either be cost, which may increase as more resources are brought in to complete the project on time, or quality, which may decrease if more resources are not available. It's important as project manager to know exactly what your role is and what's expected of you. Therefore, we're now going to look at an approach which will give you the tools and techniques to deal with these expectations and pressures.